the Parshas Vayetze, we have here the Yaakov Avinu's coming in as an Av. Yaakov Avinu is beginning his Mahalachim as an Av. So it says, Vayifka b'mokom, and it said that when he was, after he finished dreaming, Vayira Vayema Manoira Hamokom Azeh, Einze Kim Beis Elokim Bezeh Shara Shemoyim. So he called it Beis Elokim, and then at the end of the parasha, it says that he said Vayikra Shem Hamokom Ahu Beis Sel, Ve'ulam Luz Shem Rishayna. So he was the one that was kaveh the name Beis Sel, and he called it the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he perceived it Einze Kim Beis Elokim, and that is the bias, and that's the bias. The Gemara says in Psochim, Bomer of Loza, Maidach Siv Veholchu Amim Rabim Veomru Nechu V'Nal El Har Hashem El Beis Elke Yaakov. It says that Lozadlovo Amim are going to come, and they're going to say, let's go up to the Har Hashem, to the Beis Elke Yaakov. So Elke Yaakov Elke Avram Yitzchak. Why is it that they're choosing to the Har HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elke Yaakov, not Elke Avram Yitzchak? So it says, Loika Avram Ella, Loika Avram Shagosu Behar, not Avram's diagram that it's called a har, Shenema Sheyoma Hayoim Behar Hashem Yeroya, Veloika Yitzchak Shagosu Behsode, Shenema Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Behsode, El Kiyakov Shakro Bais, Shenema Vikra Sheyamamok Mahu Beisel. So you have here Chazala describing three different diagrams of the herring. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Mokom Avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Har for Avram, there's Soda for Yitzchak, and there's Bias for Yaakov. And the Amim are going to perceive it as being Elokei Yaakov, the Darg of Bias of Yaakov. Very strange. In other words, the Amim will come to, they'll appreciate the Bias of Yaakov more than the Soda of Yitzchak and and Avram's har. It's interesting though, if you look at the pasuk, it says Luchu v'nal al har Hashem el beis al keYaakov. In other words, there is a certain har Hashem in the pasuk. If that's where Chazal perceived it, then in the pasuk itself, there seems to be more than just that the ultimate destiny is beis Hashem. There's har Hashem, and har Hashem is an emtsoi to get to Beis Elokei Yaakov. So we need to understand what's the pshat in Chazal over here. First of all, what are the three daggers over here, and why is it Domus Olam are going to want to go to Yaakov? Adrabah, Avram Avinu is the one that's called Av HaMoen Goyim, the one that reaches out to the Domus Olam, the one that was Megaya Gerim, and so on was Big Avram, and Yitzchak was Mamshechit, and so on. But the Chur Faket, Avram is Avamain Goyim, he's the one that Shaykh to Mesoilam. And the Pasuk says, we'll go to Har Hashem, El Beis Elokei Yaakov. So there's like two stages here. Let's try to a little bit understand the Oymik of the Chazal over here. There's, in the Pasuk it says that Yaakov Avinu said, Vanoichi lo yadati, he woke up in the morning, Vayika Tziyaka Mishnosa Vayim Ochen Yesh Hashem Mokom Azeh V'Onoichi Lo Yadati. So the Zohar has a Ha'ara here, not 100% clear. The Zohar says like this: Vayika Tziyaka Mishnosa Vayim Ochen Yesh Hashem Mokom Azeh. So the Zohar says V'Onoichi Lo Yadati V'Chitavohu D'Lo Yoda. Is it a plea that he didn't know? In other words, Ke'ilu, Yaakov said, he's asking it, is it, how could it be possible I didn't know? I mean, why not? This is the Razim of the Bria, this is the most gonostic and mokram the Bria. I think that's the flavor of the Shail of the Zaya. Elamai v'noich le'adati, kido amris upnei Hashem loich lisi. It means I wasn't. He brings a pasuk Hashem lechilisi. I didn't beseech. I didn't search. I wasn't looking for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ama v'chikol hayis galili. He was saying, in effect, all of this was nisgala to me. V'leistakalnu leminda noichi. V'lemel tchayzgat v'shin t'lemer v'shlim. I wasn't even. I didn't stell myself to. In other words, Yadati is Miloshin like Vadim Yores Chava. Nosu Pnei Hashem Chalisi, meaning I stole Tzut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, how could it be that it was Nizgala to me in a Mokum of such Givaldik Giluyim, and there was no attempt on my part to stell Tzut? Pretty much that's the flavor of what he's saying. Chikol Ha'iz Galali V'lo Yistakalnu L'minda Anoichi. I didn't try to inherit and be nichas hasam eshchina l'mavishlim. That's the back and forth over here. So it seems as if Yaakov came to a place. He came to a mokoim that was considered the mokoim of the greatest gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. And he felt either they didn't shal zech tzu, or I saw in Beis Yaakov Nishvitzer, he says that there was no hachana mitzad Yaakov for this mokum. Adab Yaakov went to sleep, and all of a sudden he found himself in a place that was ke'ilu gratis. He didn't at all have any hachana whatsoever, and it came to him. By Avraham Avinu Yitzhak, where they went 3 days before this sort of Makom Merochayik, they went to the place and so on. Here the thing just came in for free and he had no shaykhus to it. So, talk a little bit about this Nekuda. One more thing, it says, V'anoichi lo yadati. The anoichi, some say it's Meramez. An anoichi is anoich Hashem lekecha. That is the shame. Anoichi is a sort of shame. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will speak about it. And keilu, the chisaron was that he didn't deher anoichi. It was the pella was on the inyan of anoichi. Let's try to understand it. Let's go back to the goyin. Let's be misamic a little bit in his words, because there's a lot that's merumis in what he says. In the deher of a person, a person standing and dehering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that comes in a few oifanim. The first one is that in the person is mispoil from the Bria, and the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. So a person stands by a har. A har is not. There's no ma'isa adam b'chalal in a har. You can make ma'isa precious on harim that are huge and overwhelming. There's a bracha v'isa ma'isa precious where a person deheres ma'isa precious. In the deher of ma'isa precious, it's kuloi ma'isa yodav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mida that the others were megala, let's understand it well. On the first oifin, when we talk about the mida of chesed, Avraham's mida was chesed. Avraham's mida was chesed means he dehered HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the chesed of the Bria. Bria's ha'olam can be seen in through the lens of chesed. Oilam Chesed Yibane, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing a world into being with nobody deserving it by definition. So it's almost a tautology. You couldn't deserve a Bria because you weren't Nivri yet. So a person perceives the Bria as an act of Chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mela, he emulates that as Tzelem Elokim, and he does Chesed. The act of Chesed is kol kuloi the act of the other person giving. The recipient is in as much as it's a maise Hashem, the recipient is not at all in the picture whatsoever. In the hair of Chesed, you the hair that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving totally, and me getting. So it's a pe'ula of Hashem as Hashem, and I deher in the bria the gilui of Hashem. That's one darga. It's sort of in seichel. One would a muskel rishon better said. One would think that this is the biggest gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person looks around and says, "What world? When world? It's all ma'is Hashem. It's all a chesed." The next darga of avoda is a pe'ula, it's a shituf pe'ula between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take the sode. The sode means that a field is a place that I put in. If I don't put in, things don't grow. But the growing process and etc. is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a field is seen as the shutfis of man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's true by Avoida. Avoida is not all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avoida is me doing something. I bring a carbon, tefillah, and so on. Tefillah actually has Nyanam of Chesed in it, the Goyen says. But let's take the pshuti of it. Karbonis and Avoida in general requires me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as such, there's a level partnership of me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, on the one hand, one would think that this is less of a gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a partnership, me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 50-50. That's L'chura. The third darga is bias. A bias is my work completely. There is no, it's not like a sada where I plow and seed and so on, but the ground causes it to grow. A bias, I put down every single brick and build it completely. That's the mice of a bias. The pe'ula of bias would be like a pe'ula that is completely ma'isada. Where do we have a dugmasa in the Bria? The dugmasa in the Bria is Torah. On Torah it says, Leba Shemaim Hi. There's an argument between us and Bezal Shalmala. We win. Leba Shemaim Hi. The Gabaskal can come out, and the Vuh can come out. It makes no difference. It's all us. So in the pe'ula of Das and of Torah, the chelik of Avodah is called Torah, is lechura completely ma'ase adam. In a certain sense, one would assume it's the least gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I ask somebody else, the acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me all the things in the world, that's a complete hispas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that I do mitzvahs, I use my ability to do mitzvahs to be oyver Hashem, that's a, that's more of, that's less of a gilui. It's me, I took the lulav and esrig, I put on tzitzis, but it's l'shem shemai. In Torah, it's move aside HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all me. My das, my seichel, that's that. So the question, so l'chura, we're going down in terms of gilui v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a sort of a shaila. So you have three dargas. You have har, you have sada, you have bias. They go from no input of Adam, kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to meeting somewhere in the middle, to l'chura, completely Adam. And that's Keneged Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And in our minds, that's going down a lot. The answer is the opposite. The Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world was to be Megala himself in a way that seems to be almost impossible. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself through things that are material, through Bechira of Adam, and through different things. And the harder it is, the more paradoxical, that there's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through something else, the more the something else has a havamina of being itself, that's where you see a greater gilui. Let's give a simple mashal. Let's say I say about myself that I'm a very, very good-hearted person. So the credibility of that statement is kind of limited. I said I'm a very good person. I even wrote it down in a book. I even said it. Good. That's not a terrible. If my friends and my kravim say it, okay, you know, it's something more than if I said it about myself, but it's also limited. Let's say my bitter enemies say, listen, we think this person is wrong for X, Y, and Z, but we can't take away from the fact that he's a good-hearted person. That statement is incredibly powerful because it's coming from where I'm not. Or somebody that's very far away from me. Somebody that's not a karev or a close chaver. When something comes about, when I express myself, when my chesed is expressed even through the mouth, through the hakara, through the consciousness of the other, of the opposite, that becomes a very powerful, that's the most powerful gilui. So, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does himself, and the Bria stands and says, wow, Marabu Masecha Hashem, it's incredible, that's the lowest type of gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the first, it's the easiest one to be makir, and that's why people stand in awe. Even the person who has the least sophistication, the least havana and hamaka in alikus is nispal from it. But because of that, it's a limited gilui. In the world of avoda, where a person does maisim, and a person fasts, and a person eats matzah, and a person does pe'ulos, and he's mevatlet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a gilui that even in the world of rishus, where people seem to have the ability to act on their own, their maisim indicate that the mevatlet everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the second darga, and that is a stronger darga. That's the darga of Soda, Avoda, Yitzchak. The third darga, the darga that is profoundly impossible to understand, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gave every person Bechira, but he gave every person Das. And not only did he give every person Das, but he gave every person a different Das. And Das is the person Be'etzim. I'm willing to say about myself the following statements. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed brought me to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's siyata deshmaya helps me accomplish. But what I'm thinking in the most, not the ability to calculate the chesed, but my etzem consciousness, that's me. That's me. There's no way I can say that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chura. So on the level of das meaning the person's inner sense of self, the person's mohus, that is something to see that as a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the hardest. It's almost impossible. When a person learns, a dava nifla comes out. A person is supposed to say pshat in whatever he's learning. And the person is supposed to rack his brains and use his das, chas v'shalom, no baskol, no nevuah, no bashamayim, nothing. A person is supposed to be dan l'daitoy, kefi daitoy. And if a person does that, then he's oimid l'amita shal teira, and you have a lekim nitza badas keil. And it's shchinim d'avres tach groinoy. The chiyuv is to do it completely myself. The chiyuv is to say what I think, if the I is b'shleimus, b'kitikuna. And that I becomes Dvar Hashem. The Gemara says in Babasa, how do you know there's Nevuah today? Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah. So the Gemara says, one of the options is that a Chacham in one place can say a Svara, and a Chacham in another place says a Svara, and they're identical. Meaning, there's nothing, each one is a self. There are two different places that they're completely apart. And the fact that each one's self is identical to Lechura, that's an example of Ruach HaKodesh. That's an example where the pnim, where the person's own sense of anoichi is the deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a pella. It's something that is the third darga, and that's keneged bias, which is kuloi maisa adam. It's not a shutfis on the surface the way sada is. It's keneged teira, where the chiyuv is das adam dafka, his dash mechriya, and that's the darga of Yaakov Avinu. Let's think about it a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Seamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala three Seamus. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. There's a Gilui of Alekecha where that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Manik Debriya. It's the lowest of the three Dargas. There's a Gilui of Havaya, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mechloil of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bairei and the Bria. That Shem Hashem is the most Kodesh Tikka Shem Hashem that we have. And that's the most, it is the most inclusive all Shem Hashem. And it includes the entirety of Gilui. That's the second Darga. Anoichi is a still high Darga, and it says in the Sefarim, Anoichi is a Darga so high that it's not even Kodesh. It's so beyond the reach of Adam that there's no makom of Kodesh over there. But there's something strange about it. What's the difference between Anoichi and Ani? So it says in Svarim, said Aminachal, says others, but it's Pashit. Ani is a word. The word I can describe. The word I has two shades of meaning. When I am one of a group, in other words, there are three of us, and I can say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, I could say I, you, and him. We're all human beings. We're all part of human race. We're all part of a klal, and I could say number one, number two, number three. I could say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and I could say Ani, Ato, and Hu. That's what the name of Ani is. Anoichi, it means the self that doesn't share anything with anyone else. It is me be'etzem. That's why Anoichi, by when he said, you know, I'm your b'chor, Anoichi b'incha b'chorcha, and Esav. The Anoichi can stand alone, because Anoichi means I am who I am. That's what the word Anoichi means. Anoichi is a it's the self in a way that it